Hi, I'm Mohsen Ali, and welcome to The Debrief. In the tiny village of Dalabari in India's West Bengal state, there is no such thing as basic amenities. There are no roads, no electricity, and no hospitals. This is where our journalist Priyanka Gupta found herself a few months ago. Priyanka, what took you there, and what did you see?
What took me there was a man on a bike who was saving lives. The man's name is Karimul Haq. I heard about him first time in January this year. That's when he won India's fourth highest civilian honor. It's called Padma Shri. His background and what he does essentially is what piqued my interest. He is a tea plantation worker who's providing ambulance service for free for the past 20 years. So I pitched this idea for a short web documentary to my editor at the time, Yasser, and he said, go ahead. How did I get there? Well, it was hard. The village was far and there were only two ways to get there. One was long and would have taken a lot of time, and the other was risky because we had to go cross a river without a bridge on our car. And since it was raining that morning, the car could have skidded and, you know, could have fallen into the river. But I wanted to get a sense of how remote this place was, so we decided to drive through the river. And as we were driving, Mohsen, from the corner of my eye, I saw a big blue plastic sheet barely tethered to a tree, fluttering in the wind, and printed on it was a picture of a man on a bike, and it said bank ambulance with, you know, saying day and night free service and his number written on it. So we knew we were the right place. This area is pretty remote, and there are healthcare centers there. There are hospitals, there are primary healthcare centers, but they are far. The nearest hospital was 45 kilometers away, and that's far.
Okay, so how does Karimul Haq fit into all this?
When I finally met him, I saw this curly-haired, short, stocky, middle-aged man in a crisp blue shirt with white stripes and black trousers. And the first thing that struck me about him was his gleaming white smile. He's widely known as Ambulance Dada, which basically means ambulance brother. Dada is brother in Bengali. So anyone can call him on his number, and come day or night, rain or sunshine, he gets on his bike, ties the patient to his back with a cloth, starts the engine, and off he goes. And here's this man, without training, without expertise, doing this for the past 20 years, on his free will, for free, and he understands that, and he does it because of something that happened long time ago, a story that changed his life. One night in 1991, he came home from a long day of work in the tea gardens, and he just sat down to eat. And his nephew, his young nephew, came running to him and said, grandmother has fainted. So he left everything, went there, and he saw his mother lying on the floor. She was unconscious. He had no idea what to do. For the next 5.5 hours, he tried to call people, tried to call the hospital, tried to call whoever he could, but he couldn't save his mother's life.
My mother didn't have to die. She had a sudden stroke one night. I desperately looked for transport, but there was nothing, and I had no money. I couldn't take my mother to hospital. By morning, she was dead. My heart is filled with pain.
And that memory of not being able to save his own mother, to be so helpless, just because he didn't have an ambulance to take her to a hospital, that stayed with him. And in many ways, that kind of triggered or spurred him into doing what he's doing now.
I told myself my mother had died, but other people shouldn't die like her. They should get good treatment. I want to take people to hospital quickly, so no one has regret in their hearts.
So that was 26 years ago. Of course, feeling this way is one thing, thinking about this is one thing, but to actually do it, to actually follow your passion, that's something else. Karimul, he still is on a mission.
I couldn't buy a car, so I bought a bike and it became my ambulance. People thought I was joking and asked if it was an advert for a bike. They still make fun.
''26 years is a long time to be on this kind of a mission. I guess I'm wondering, if it's working, is he actually saving lives?''
''Oh yeah, he's saving lives. He told me he saved more than 4,000 lives in all these years.''
''But wait a second. If he's a poor plantation worker who can barely afford to eat, then how can he afford to do this? I mean, how does he feed his family and keep his bike running? When he's not taking any money from anyone.
So things have changed a lot since he won this award. Now the owner of the tea plantation tells him, all right, you have a job, you don't have to come to work, I'll give you a salary for free, use that money and help. So in a way, he's also helping people in some way or the other. But before that, before he became famous, before he started getting awards, not just this award, but he's been given a lot of awards for his humanitarian work in the past, he used to use his salary and use that to fund for his, to pay for his fuel. That's what he used to do. But later on, he decided that he needs more donations because it's simply not sustainable, especially if he wants to help as many people as he wants to. So he started asking for donations from teachers, you know, school teachers, from police officers, from government officials, from his neighbors, whoever could, you know, spare a penny. And that paid for fuel, for his bike, for medicines.
Does anyone from the village help? I mean, he's been doing this for so long. I'd expect a few others to join in.
Well, here's the thing. When you go to a village, and if you are in need, people will drop everything and help you. But what is exceptional and what stands him apart is the fact that he's been doing it so consistently and he's been doing it for so many years. He's never said, I'm busy. He's never said, I don't have money. He's always helped in some way or the other. His wife and sons help him out. He's known all over the country, especially since January, when people found out that he got Padma Shri, which is a really big deal. There have been sponsors, people, you know, big companies have paid for his bike, or there have been donations. People have tried to fund his, you know, pay for his medicines, etc. So it's been good for him, and hopefully he can use that money to help him in future. And he told me, at the end of the interview, I asked him, what do you want to do after this? He said, my dream is to build a small hospital. And on the last day, we followed him to a ceremony where he was basically inaugurating a fair. And this was a city far, far, far away from his village. But people knew of him. And he was on stage with ribbons and garlands, and they asked him to speak.
I've told many people to come work with me, but no one does. Rabindranath Tagore said, if no one answers your call, walk your path alone. My two sons and my wife work with me. The four of us work together. Even today we took a patient to the hospital, and we will do it again on our way back.
I want to end this with a scene from your film. The whole family's at home, late at night, after this huge event. They're all hanging out by the bonfire in front of that little hut. An ambulance Dada's phone rings.
No, Pasi. No. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Balloon.
Hi, Balloon.
Yes. Tell me. What happened? Yes, yes. Get the patient ready fast. I'm coming right now. Look, We are human beings who have come to this world. Eating well, sleeping well, driving a nice car, that's not faith. True religion is to stand by people.
So that's it for this week. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Amil Sada is part of our AJ Short series. They're stories about ordinary people and extraordinary circumstances. You can find them at aljazeera.com/shorts. See you next week.